Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Malta, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, who is in quarantine right now, coming back from his missionary assignment in Durres, Albania. His preaching today is entitled, Jesus' Love for Us.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is the word of the Lord. A very superficial reading of today's short gospel selection might give us the impression that Jesus is telling his disciples, past and present, I love you. If you obey me, we will be friends. I will love you, and you will be happy. I shall do great things for you. This way of understanding Christ's words smells of political propaganda in times of elections. This doesn't look like real and unconditional love, does it? If we read today's selection in context, we will see that this superficial way of reading Christ's words is very far from the truth. Jesus has just finished his Last Supper with his disciples, during which he washed their feet. He is on his way to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he knew he would be betrayed and abandoned to his fate, with much torture and death on a cross. So if he was asking them to do what he was demanding of them, he was not trying to be bossy. He had taken on himself to perform the service of a slave and that of an obedient servant. Along the way, Jesus was addressing the disciples, telling them about his last and urgent wish. He told them many things important, by which all men will know that you are my disciples. It seems that during this farewell speech, Jesus couldn't stop repeating three things, using different words and intensity. First, he kept saying, Keep my commandments. Do what I command you. We sometimes imagine that this would be a long list of do and don't do things. It's in the plural, no? Commandments. No, it is not. I give you a new commandment, he said, that you love one another. What is new in this commandment that, in fact, is old? Jesus is not asking of them any sort of love. And this is what is absolutely new. Even as I have loved you, he added. Ours might not be love at first sight, nor should it be love as long as it lasts. It is about the love with which Jesus loved and loves us until death, ours and his. His was a death on a cross. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. A second thing Jesus repeats is, if you are my friends, you will keep my commandments. This is not love that depends on obedience to rules. He does not say, if you obey, you are my friends, otherwise. He told them, I do not call you servants. I have called you friends. You did not choose me, I chose you. His friendship is a gift freely given. All we have to do is to accept it. So even when we offend him, He keeps his friendship alive. And if we abandon him, he loves us still. During Christ's passion, Peter denied knowing him, even though a little earlier he vowed he was ready to die for him. When he became aware of his sin, he wept bitterly. After his resurrection, Jesus simply asked him, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" Jesus knew that Peter loved him, but he wanted to assure Peter that his fear and his sin did not kill his, Peter's, love, and that their relationship still stood firm. Then Jesus told him, "Feed my sheep," confirming his earlier promise, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." A third thing Jesus repeated is, "I have spoken these things that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." What sort of joy? A little earlier, Jesus told his disciples, "My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." What sort of peace, then? That they will bear fruit that lasts. To know that they are loved. That they will be his witnesses. That they will be in peace, even when persecuted and killed. "They have done this to me," he said, "and if they do it to you, you will be like me, in me, and with me, and I will be with you always." This brings a promise with it. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Greater peace, greater love, and friendship do not exist.